I'm 30, 36 years old, 36 in a couple of months' time. Obviously, I explained that, you know, the level would be a British title level, and getting back up to a European title maybe another 18 months, which takes me up to nearly 38 years old. I've got to think about things logically. I don't want to be going on too long. I feel I've got all my faculties intact, and I've enjoyed one hell of a career, and I think it's just the right time now to bow out.
Did you consider carrying on? Was that ever in your mind? Or
Definitely. But I've got to take a lot of things into consideration. I've got to take my family's, you know, thoughts as well, what they think. I mean, my daughters are 13 and 10 now. And I tell you what's hard is when I turn up and, you know, they see me with my lumps and bumps and bruises, they realise everything what goes off now. So, no, it's heartbreaking for a father to see the kids upset because the result didn't go their way. So I've put the positives and the negatives, and the negatives outweigh the positives, so that's why I bowed out.
Did you know, though, after the Rabchenko fight, that it was a big decision and a serious decision that you had to look at?
I knew it was a massive decision, because it was in the back of my mind before that. Just think, you know, I never thought I'd get beat, but I just thought, you know, if it doesn't work out for me, I've got to start thinking whether I need to carry on or whether I think it's time. So after the fight, you know, I was thinking about it all the time. Even when I went on holiday to Egypt, I was thinking about it all the time. I was having lengthy chats with my wife, Danielle. And then when I came back, we made the decision. And obviously I told my mum, my dad, my very close family. I didn't tell none of my friends, to be fair. So I apologise for that. We made the decision, and I believe it's the right one as well.
It must have been an emotional time for you to tell people that was it, considering that this has been your life, is all you've known.
Honestly, it's like I've been watching E.T. 24/7. I've been constantly getting upset and emotions have been so high. But like I said, I think it's the right decision. I know it's the right decision. I've had a great career. The only thing I've not won is a world title, but I've fought for 3 world titles. 4 if you count the WBU against Gary Lockett. And I went to Mexico to fight one of the best, I think, pound-for-pound fighters in the world at the minute in Saul Alvarez. So I've done everything. I've done everything I can apart from win a world title. And I think to get back up there to try and win a world title, it's just too much for me.